Local author and counselor Nicole Langman has written a book that will help us to overcome pain, loss, brokenheartedness, and rejection. It's called You Are Wanted, Reclaiming the Truth of Who You Are. Nicole Langman, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Nicole, in your book, you say the biggest lie you'll ever believe is the one that says you're unwanted. What's been your experience with that?
Yeah, well, I think we can probably all identify with this idea of rejection or feeling unchosen or maybe left out of things. And so the idea of being unwanted is kind of rooted in this sense of, for me, it started with this experience of rejection when several years ago, my husband of almost 20 years decided that he wanted a different life and he left our family. And it launched me into this very up close and personal experience with rejection, betrayal, abandonment, and this kind of really unusual experience with identity. I say that I lost membership in my favorite club, the wife club, and I didn't know who I was anymore. And I kind of spun on this idea of being unwanted. And what I realized over a period of time and through an unbelievably painful journey back to myself was that God says I'm fully wanted, fully seen, and chosen. And so when we believe this lie of being unwanted, we forget the truth, the ultimate truth of being so chosen and so wanted.
Well, talk a little bit about coming out of that rejection, because, you know, we can't have God come down and physically wrap his arms around us in that way. We need each other. We need some help and support through that. And not everybody handles things in the same way, right?
You are so right. In fact, in my practice, I as a therapist, I work with a lot of women who suffer for their entire lives around feeling ongoing experiences of rejection, rejection from childhood, rejection from their peer groups, parents, even their children, and then, of course, in their marriage. And so this book is written for women and who have experienced rejection of all sorts. It's, of course, rooted in my experience in marital rejection. But you're so right. Who do we turn to, and what happens when we need the comfort and we need to be reminded in the human sense of being wanted? Some of us turn to all kinds of different things, unhealthy relationships. I speak in my book, I used to be embarrassed to admit this, where I was like, okay, I tried a few moments on a dating site because I felt like, well, that maybe would provide me some level of that human affirmation or reminder that I'm wanted. But ultimately it is the sense of, you know, trusting Jesus with filling that space for us and not looking to other human hands or other human opinions, because that's fleeting. They're fleeting experiences. And so we want to be connected to the true source, the steadfast source of acceptance.
You talk in the book too about using our pain to be part of the healing process. That's not something we think about, right? I mean, how does that work?
Such a great question. So as a narrative therapist, I often ask clients and myself to kind of look at the problem as outside of themselves. So you're not the problem, the problem's the problem, and to change your relationship with the problem. And so often, one of the things we do in order to do that is we put on our researcher's hat as a way to kind of explore it a little bit differently. What is the point of this? And if we believe that God is sovereign, we can also assume that nothing has passed through his hands unseen. He knows everything that's happening in our lives. And so if that's true, then there's got to be a point. There's got to be a purpose. And I remember one day just like laying flat out on my face. I just would lay my Bible on my face and just ask, you know, God, give me the strength to get through this day. And I remember this feeling in my heart of there is a reason for this. We're going to see that someday. You just need to keep trusting me. And so as a researcher, I can pull back a little bit from the pain and say, okay, so what is the point? Is there a purpose? Is there something that I can do with it in the meantime? And part of that is just noticing God's hands in the process of recovering from the pain. So it does help us when we can kind of be a researcher in the process.
Her book is called You Are Wanted, Reclaiming the Truth of Who You Are by Nicole Langman. She's also a counselor and therapist, and you can reach out to her and buy the book from her website, nicolelangman.com. She's been our guest this morning. Thanks for being with us, Nicole.
So much. I appreciate it.